We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with Melissa Kirkwood, Marketing and Development Officer out at Sunset Zoo. The zoo is open noon to 5 today and every day except New Year's Day. They'll be closed on January 1st. We're talking about some different activities going on here at the zoo. One thing we've been keeping an eye on for several months is Expedition Asia. I know we're getting closer to having that finished up here. And Melissa, what's the latest on that?
Yeah, we are getting so close. So it has been, you know, anytime you take on a construction project, it becomes a little wild, you know, and the zoo's no exception. And we've had a great team helping us build three new large exhibits for exotic animals. And so it has impacted the zoo. If you've been here, you know, you haven't been able to see some of our areas. And now if you come to the zoo and look where Expedition Asia is, which is smack dab in the middle of the zoo, you definitely see it has taken shape. You see that this is where a tiger is going to go. This is where a bear is going to go. And it becomes real. I mean, it's been real for us for a very long time, but we are nearing our last few weeks of construction with our team. We'll start to go through a punch list with them the end of, well, we start this next week, and then like by mid-January, we anticipate that to be all completed. Then during the latter part of January, February, and some of March, we will start moving animals into those areas. And having the room for those animals has been one of the major factors of Expedition Asia. We wanted a more modern care, more modern standards for animal care with these new exhibits, and having more expanded territory for our tigers, Amur leopards, and our sloth bears. Some of those animals we did not have before this project. So we got our sloth bears just before November. They have been in a off-holding exhibit here at the zoo. Long ago, we used to have sloth bears, and then we didn't. And so they're in that off-holding area right now. Those two gals, Molly and Tess, they are about 2 years old, and they came to us from Idaho, and they are about 2 years old, and they're very well acclimated to our staff now. Soon, probably by the end of January, once we get through all of that punch list construction, we will start moving those animals into the Expedition Asia territory. But it is going to take them about a month, month and a half, probably, to get acclimated to that new area. So our bears will move in. And exciting news, we just got about 3 weeks ago, we got a new female tiger. And she is just a little over a year and a half old. Her name is Malati, and she came to us from Florida. So maybe she brought those Florida temperatures up this way to Kansas. But she is in holding as well. All of our animals, once they arrive here, have to go through examinations, and they visit with our vet care team through exotic animal rotation with K-State Vet Med, and they are on quarantine for about a month, and then we can start acclimating them to different areas of their, you know, their care areas. So Malati is almost out of quarantine, and she, I think, has caught a glimpse of our male tiger. So they're in similar holding areas. So I'm sure they've heard each other, if not seen each other. But once that area is ready of Expedition Asia, those animals will be moved into that area. And this is a real exciting time for us that we finally have a pair, you know, a male and female pair of tigers. And the intent is that they will breed. They've both been recommended to breed. So we very well could have cubs, maybe not this spring, maybe this spring. It depends on their relationship. But that is also the intent of Expedition Asia, that all of those animals eventually will have the opportunity to breed. So we're super excited to have Malati, our new tiger. But Expedition Asia will open April 9th. So we are trying to get everything set up and acclimated. And then in the spring, April 9th, we will open to the public. You'll see lots more about that. We'll have a big grand opening ceremony and open to the public just before Earth Day, and then we'll be open all year round. We do hopefully intend to open up that lower tier of Asia, where the red pandas are, the otters, the gibbon monkeys, a little, hopefully by the end of January. We just have to make sure that our construction project is completely done to open that bottom area. But then come April 9th, everything will be open.
All right. That's exciting. Melissa, we have a phone call. We have somebody who wants to ask a question here, I think.
Sure.
So let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I'll ask a question. Hang on. Might be a silly question for you, but I think it's kind of interesting. How do you move a bear or a tiger or something like in the new places around the zoo? How do you move
that? You just don't walk them in. That's for sure. So it's not a silly question, and I wondered that myself. So we have a moving team established of our keepers, and our curator of animals here, his name is Kirk. He has done this not only for Sunset Zoo but for other zoos. So with Malati, our tiger, he usually goes and picks up the animal in whatever zoo they come from and drives them back to Sunset Zoo. But with Malati, we had the option with the zoo in Florida to fly her here. So that zoo coordinated with us it's like a cargo flight. They flew Malati here under pretenses. I mean, she was sedated. She was in a, in an enclosure that was definitely secure. We're talking iron bars, you know, she had room. But once that animal was received here in Manhattan, Kansas, our team went out to the airport. We had a vehicle that is a little bit bigger than a cargo van that was also outfitted with the enclosure inside it. And we have to take our exotic animal team out with us to ensure that the sedation is all good, all of that freight cart gets shipped into the cargo van, gets driven down to our enclosure area. And then we really have to be watching our time frame of when we're doing this to ensure that the sedation, all of that is still into effect. So when Melodic came in, our tiger, it was 6:30 at night. And so we had until 9:30 to get from the airport to her new enclosure. And by the time we had five or six different keepers that helped with that. And then by the time she got to Sunset Zoo, she was a little alert, and we wanted that because we want her to be able to walk out of the area, out of her enclosure into the new area. So she was able to do that. Of course, kind of like anything, she wasn't a real happy camper. You know, once she got out, she was in a whole new place. But she has really warmed up to our big cat keeper. But we do that transport usually and team it up with our exotic animal team at K-State Vet Med and our keepers. But it took six keepers to ensure that we were moving the enclosure that she was in safely, and so it wasn't jostling as much as we could.
All right. Well, that's a pretty neat, good question there. I think it's kind of neat to hear how the process works.
Yep. And we did take some video of it. So here sometime shortly, we are going to showcase that video because Melody is acclimated now, and we'll probably show her where she's at right now. But we are going to showcase that video of her arriving at our new area, probably here in January sometime. So be on the lookout for that. We'll showcase it probably on all of our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, and we just started a TikTok account. So you'll be able to see that there.
All right. Very cool. Dave was asking here earlier, do you have a name for the sloths?
The sloth bears,
yeah.
It is Molly and Tess are their names. So they are sisters, and it's a very interesting story of the zoo world is interconnected. We actually monitor all of the animals' health through our AZA, Association of Zoos and Aquariums. They monitor how they are bred and where the bloodlines come from. And Molly and Tess, actually, their grandparents, their grandparents were here at the zoo, at our Sunset Zoo. And then Molly and Tess's mom is still up in Idaho. And then we get Molly and Tess. So it's kind of coming full circle. And they sometimes come to us with names like Molly and Tess did. And Melody, she's still kind of young. So we think that, you know, it's part of that recognition of getting used to an animal. And if they're very, if they can recall very well, they may know their name. We may name them something new, like the new cubs we will eventually have with sloth bears and lions and leopards. We'll probably go to the community and do a naming process with them.
I think Dave's going to chime in here.
Well, there's a particular reason, because the sloth bear is my spirit animal. And I only think it would be appropriate if one of those sloth cubs, you know, should it be a male, be named Lewis.
I like it.
L-O-U-I-S, which is what my middle name is. So I was just going to throw that out there because, you know, that mean a lot to me.
Well, we will definitely keep it. We will definitely keep it on the naming list for sure. So
thank you.
We just got to have, we got to have a Lewis come to us eventually. And I think that with our opportunity with Expedition Asia, we're getting excited to be able to have cubs of all kinds. And Molly and Tess, obviously, both are girls, but eventually one of the girls will go to another zoo and we'll have a male sloth bear come to us. And then maybe we will have a little Lewis.
All right. Well, very good. One thing we should probably note here, we're getting into the new year here in just a few days, and some admission rates for you guys and I believe some other city entities are going up.
Yes, they are. So Manhattan Parks and Recreation evaluates admission rates of different facilities on a pretty routine basis. And it was Sunset Zoo's evaluation this last spring to raise our admission rates. We opted as the zoo as a whole, we were going to keep our rates lower during construction because of simply construction going on. But starting in 2022, we are just, we are increasing our admission rates to $6 for an adult and $4 for a child, which that is just 50 cents more than what it is now. So for $6 and $4, those will be our new rates starting January 1st of 2022. So you'll see that on our website and other materials as well. We'll be making that shift and change. But there's always, I mean, you really definitely do get a good experience for when you visit as a visitor. There's also the ability to become a member as well. And then you're not paying those daily admission rates. You can come visit our zoo 62 days a year, or you can visit about 150 other zoos at discounted or free admission.
Now, is the membership rate, is that going up too, or is that?
That will be going up. Our Friends of Sunset Zoo board manages our membership rates because it is a membership program run by Friends of Sunset Zoo. They have increased that, I believe, to, and there's different membership levels, whether you're an individual, a senior, a family, but for the family rate is going to increase to $65, and then it goes down from there, you know, with seniors and individuals. That has not been raised by that board in over 15 years. So we've had it, you know, at a very low rate for that long. And $65 for a family is really still very low. And again, those membership rates are also, when you become a member of Sunset Zoo, you have the opportunity to reciprocate at other zoos with your membership.
Okay. Well, it's just one of many things that are going up in the new year. So
yeah,
you know, people are probably getting used to it.
A lot of it has to do also with, you know, we have to do those evaluation processes to keep our standard of care good. And that's part of what we do with all of our admission rates, our membership. It all goes back into the facility to ensure that we're providing the best care possible.
All right. Very good. Again, the Sunset Zoo open noon to five today and Monday through Friday, or I guess every day of the week, noon to five.
Every day.
And they will be closed New Year's Day. Melissa, thanks for being here with us this morning.
Hey, thank you guys, and I'm going to remember Lewis.
All righty. Appreciate the time here as always, and We'll have more in focus on the way next. You're on News Radio KMAN.